Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Vince in the city wants to talk some Warrior basketball. Hi, Vince. Thank you for calling.
Hey, what's up, guys? Well, first, my thoughts on this whole rumor thing going on with, like, this crazy trade that's supposed to happen with the Warriors is I don't necessarily think there really is a trade that's going to be worth making out there. I don't think that you're going to be able to find the successor to the throne of Curry when he retires. With that in mind, you're going to have to trade a whole bunch of players away that are supposed to be that guy, that successor. And I don't think JK is that. I don't think Wiggins would be that. I don't think we really have anybody on the roster who can be that. So if you're going to trade somebody, I think, hey, trade them. You know, make the move now. Steph tried it. He tried the whole two timeline thing, and it didn't work. He's at the end of his career. I think a guy who turned his whole franchise around from a $500 million franchise into a $1 billion franchise with four rings, you kind of got to appease whatever he wants. And it sounds like he wants to win now, but one more before he's done. So I think, you try the two timeline thing and building talent or building your core, your draft picks, but it didn't work. Go win now, because for the foreseeable future, I don't really see the Warriors being any more than a playoff team. There's not a name out there that's really making me think, oh man, they could go on another 4-year run. Unless it's somebody big who we probably can't afford. A la LeBron, Giannis. I don't even think Jimmy could do it. There truly isn't anybody else that I think is going to bring more than one more ring. So I think, why not just try to go for it now? Well, you still have a chance.
Yeah, here's what I'd say. Vince, thanks. I don't know how you feel, Dibs. I agree with him conceptually, but when he starts using words like appease Steph, first of all, I think Steph, Draymond, and the organization are pretty close on the same page on all of this stuff. So I don't think there's like an appeasing that has to happen. I absolutely am all in on getting help for now and trying to win now, provided that it's not ridiculous. Provided that it's not going over the top, provided that it doesn't feel like you're just hucking something against the wall to see if it sticks. Like, yeah, let's get Jimmy Butler and you can have whoever the hell you want. Like, no, just.
And I'm not into giving up a bunch of picks for the future.
Yeah, like I just, and again, that everybody can draw that line where they want in terms of what's too much. But I don't know. That point for me sort of sounded too much like, hey, who cares about any of these players other than Steph and Dre? No, I care about some of them more than others, but Dunleavy's already shown us he's not going to be frivolous.
No, he's not going to go willy-nilly into the trade market. And for me, the most interesting piece to this, and already we're kind of getting into Kuminga fatigue portion of the season, but for me, it really is Jonathan Kuminga. And I know the money doesn't work out for a lot of pieces that you'd want to get back, but the idea of do they or don't they, will they or won't they, should they or shouldn't they with Jonathan Kuminga? Do they or don't they love him and see him as a future one? Will they or won't they sign him in the offseason to a contract commensurate with what a player his age and his level will command? Should they or shouldn't they keep him, trade him, sign him, or the rest of it? Because we don't know what they feel inside. And if you ask 50 Warrior fans the same question, you'll get 30 different answers.
Sure.
Because some think that he's not ever going to be good enough to be your one. Some think that he is the sauce and he's the future. And other people really want Giannis, or they want LeBron or Jimmy or the rest of it. So it's fascinating with all the different opinions around one 22-year-old wing.
What do you make of this? Especially since the names you just brought up, LeBron, Jimmy Butler. Check this out. Brian Windhorst, ESPN, with regard to the Warriors trade discussions.
The most important names to watch between now and the February trade deadline isn't just Jonathan Kuminga. It's also Jimmy Butler down in Miami. Jimmy Butler is really, since last spring, when the Heat made it clear they were not going to extend his contract, we were probably headed for an ending of the ways between the Heat and Jimmy Butler. I wouldn't say it's a done deal yet, but I think teams are starting to kick the tires there and look and see what it might take. And the Warriors are one of them. The Warriors have been really active in trying to look for a star player. They kicked the tires on a couple other stars over the summer. And if Jimmy Butler is available and the Warriors feel like they need to upgrade, that could be. But who else is on their list, Roz? That's LeBron James. And I know that this is one of the most fascinating opportunities in the league. It's a delicious scenario to think about. The Warriors have dreamed of pairing LeBron with Steph Curry and Draymond Green since last year. They've made an inquiry, and it got shut down last February. That was before LeBron played with Steve Kerr and Steph Curry and won the gold medal over the summer. So they will definitely monitor the situation, and I don't think they do anything without knowing this door is locked. But I would just say with LeBron, it's up to him. He has a no-trade clause, and he has given no indication he wants the Lakers to do anything but upgrade the roster they've got, not that he wants to go anywhere.
Let's focus on, I don't think they do anything
right
until they know that that door is locked.
Well, that becomes really time-sensitive, because if you know, you take Windhorst at his word, and I do, what he said at the very end is LeBron is more interested in having them upgrade the roster than he is seeking a trade
right now. But
correct,
tuck in, and I know that this is completely speculative, but tuck in the news that broke right before our show started today. LeBron has left the Lakers for the time being.
Temporarily.
Well, who knows? Who knows? LeBron was not at practice today. JJ Redick said personal time. He's taking some time, and was asked, will he be back for the game on Friday? Don't know. Unknown right now. Almost has a Wiggins feel to it, so I want to leave open for I have no idea what's going on, and I hope it's nothing bad with LeBron and his family. But at the same time, could this be some sort of a power play, frustration, taking time to figure out what he wants to do next? I don't know. The timing of it is interesting.
Well, the timing of it kind of makes sense when you look at where they are in the schedule. And, you know, we're here NBA Cup time, so there aren't a lot of games right now. It's a little bit of a lull, as, you know, the Lakers didn't make it in the Cup. And their next game is Friday, so it'll be 5 days between games. So, I mean, really, he could have done this. This is what's interesting. He could have just stepped away from the team and missed a practice. So they played Sunday, and they won't play again until Friday.
And they already, Redick gave the whole team Monday and Tuesday off.
Right. So you come back on a Wednesday, and everyone's coming back in, and he then says, or the word then comes out, I'm going to need a little bit more time.
So more time.
2 days off wasn't enough. Maybe it is something personal, we don't know, but the timing of it, especially in the midst of a 5-day break, makes this even more curious.